Okay. Story. Glenn Deason interview with Sergei Karaganov. Professor Sergei Karaganov, head of the Council for Foreign and Defense Policy in Russia. This is from 10th of May, 26. It's a bit scary, I have to say. Because this man is quite up there in Russia, influential. And the way he describes the situation, even calmly saying that maybe the only way to handle the madness in Europe, as he calls it, which, you know, Germany and Britain especially, talking about attacking Russia, then it might be a nuclear strike. And he just says here that there will be 20 years of war. Now, for the story, we could put something like this. It's also, I mean, it's a little hard to hear what he says sometimes, but it sounds a bit, at least it plants ideas, or not ideas, but understandings in my mind that are similar, you know, that make this, if it is true, very, very big. I mean, very, very big. And we could try and get this into the story, because I don't know if it's true or not, and therefore the story is a good place. That the scenario here would be something like this. That there are, and this comes from, I think it's episode 23 of the Game Theory by this Chinese man, Jiang, forgotten name. And he analyzes it that we are talking about deep, very fundamental differences and ways of thinking about the world and life and reality in general. That you have the, on one side, which I would say, yeah, he says and he says, or on the Western side, but maybe more than that, I mean, transnational, that it's not even East and West anymore completely. It's two, of course, more, but main attitudes that are confronted against each other. One is the idea, this comes from Professor Jiang, he calls himself professor at least, the one represented by modern, you know, scientism, technology, thinking, and the Western materialistic, this is my way of explaining and understanding it, ideas which kind of hold that humans are like God. We should, you know, he uses the example of the American idea that you should just have pride in becoming big and take control of the world. We are the biggest and we will rule it because we know the best. And our science, and that's another part that comes into the AI and all that, that with science we're going to make the world perfect. That's how we're going to get the control, as if we are God, control over nature, control over, you know, because it starts with controlling the minds of people. So then we have religion in there, and as he said, I don't know if it's true, but that there are these, you know, in Israel, those certain people there who, maybe among the Christians, I don't know, who even say that, yes, our people is destined to to do something sinful, and when we do it, then God will punish us, and then we will get forgiveness. And that this madness that we find from Israel, for instance, going on, the genocidal behavior, is part of that thinking, and I can't even believe it's true, but we can think about putting something, I mean, it's something that we can put in the story and somehow. I'm just brainstorming here from what I heard from these people, their theories. But the colonialists, that's the real thing what we're talking about, the multi lateral, you know, the multipolar versus the unipolar, and also the old, you know, because he also described the Chinese man in Russia, for instance. They are trying to more follow the, they have the old tradition, and we find in the East in general that we should be humble and just follow God and serve and respect God, and not try to take control over nature and the earth and all that. And they're trying to unify other religions as well. So we can put that in our story, that there are these, it's going much, much deeper and bigger than just, you know, a country wanting to take a piece of another country or money or oil or things like that. It starts to come down to these power groups that are powered by, well, to me, actually, it looks like you have the Daivic and the Asuric side. I mean, if you would analyze it from the Indian Vedic point of view, so we can put that there somewhere. And ironically and strangely enough, when I speak these words, the reality of this world, earthly planet now, exceeds fiction. I mean, it's like, I sometimes with a black sense of humor say that it's better than Hollywood, but really it fits in the story, because we're taking it down to an, this is something I thought I would just do, because I'm, you know, philosophical type or whatever. Down to the ways that we, you know, the world views, and we have the parasitic behavior there, which is represented by colonialism. And the other side, where we should just be multipolar, respect each other, cooperate with each other. And it's really cooking up to something that can really go big. And this man, Professor Sergei Karaganov, he says that this is the Third World War that has started. So now we're talking end of war.